So what if a super typhoon like Haiyan hit the United States? To give you an idea, as I showed you, that was the superimposed image. But when you're talking about some of these wind speeds, 235 miles an hour, there's nothing been anything like that. That's a Category 5 of epic proportions. Katrina hit, of course, much, much weaker than that, at, I believe, about 120 miles an hour. Tom Foreman's out front. So, Tom, I guess the question is, the United States, is it prepared?
No. That's the simple answer, because it's almost impossible to imagine being prepared for something like this. We've been trying to figure out the true scope of a storm like this all day long. Just imagine if this had hit Florida down here, effectively stretching from one end to the other. What might be affected? Well, this is wreckage, wreckage, wreckage. It's unbelievable the damage that would be done if this happened, Aaron. There's no question, as much as you try to evacuate people, there would be huge loss of life. And even if you could get everybody out, with that kind of damage, you would end up with somewhere around, add up these places alone, just the counties that are completely underwater, and you will have more than 11 million people with no homes, no businesses, no roads, and this would be a national catastrophe, even in one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if a storm of that size came and hit Florida.
And that's the perspective that means everything. 11 of 19 million people in the United States, in that state of Florida. Thanks very much to you, Tom Foreman. A sobering reality when you look and you think, oh, well, this is happening somewhere else in another country and in a poor country. No, it could happen here and be just horrific.